Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour, brought to you by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor, solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Thanks for joining us today.
Keeping warm?
Well, tomorrow is supposed to be kind of warm, isn't it? I mean, heat wave, maybe 18.
For a day?
I'm going to get those kids outside and take them sledding or something. It's amazing how our perspective changes. 18 is just super warm.
You got to get them outside. There is to it.
Yep, we got to be creative.
Well, coming up on the Rediscover Hour today, the theme for year 2 of the Archdiocese's Rediscover Initiative is prayer. Maybe you made a resolution to pray more and better in 2014. We'll check in with the always inspiring Deacon Dan Gannon, who offers ideas to help you stay the course when it comes to reaching this important spiritual goal.
And we'll hear about opportunities starting next week to come together with fellow local Catholics and delve deeply into the why and how of prayer.
Plus, it's National Catholic Schools Week. We'll hear from local Catholic school teachers about why they were drawn to their life-changing vocation.
And local Catholic band 12 Tribes releases an album that's climbing the charts. We'll talk with the band's leader and hear some of the 12 Tribes' music.
But first, we'll start the show like we always do with Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Latest edition just came out yesterday. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
What's new at The Catholic Spirit?
Well, as you mentioned, happy Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah.
We have a special section in our current issue highlighting it, and its theme of celebrating faith and knowledge and service. Now, Corey, you didn't have the benefit of attending Catholic
schools. No, I didn't.
Because you're a convert. But Paul, did you?
No, I didn't either.
Okay.
I'm also a convert.
But, oh, that's right. Oh,
but
so
a longer one than Corey.
Yes, a little bit. And this, it's all new to me, the whole Catholic schools thing. And, you know, my oldest is starting kindergarten next year, so I'll be in it fully.
Yeah.
But, all of it's kind of new to me.
Well, our lead story this week is about the principal of Holy Spirit School in St. Paul, Dr. Mary Adrian, who was recently named one of 12 distinguished principals in the country by the National Catholic Educational Association.
Wow, that's a big honor.
So this morning we have Dr. Adrian with us as a guest. Good morning, Dr. Adrian.
Good morning, Joe.
First of all, congratulations on your honor.
Thank you.
Yeah, now you've been principal there for 15 years, is that right?
That's exactly correct.
And what came through in the story that was written by a reporter, Dave Hrabacek, is that you have a real passion for your job and making the students and staff feel appreciated and welcomed. What is it about Catholic schools and your job that ignites that passion in you?
You know, I think Catholic schools are just such great environments for us to not only educate students, but to live out our faith. And I think that it's really a place where you're surrounded by people who share many of the same values and beliefs, and a community in which you can really strive together to meet the goals that you have. I think Catholic Schools Week, and particularly with the theme of being a community of faith, knowledge, and service, that really is at the heart of Catholic education, and I think that's what really fuels the passion within me to be part of that.
Are you a product of Catholic schools yourself?
You know, I am, all the way through, from kindergarten through college.
Wow, that's great. You know, in this archdiocese, we've done a lot to try to strengthen our Catholic schools and make sure they're an option for any parent who would like to send their children to one. What's one thing you're most proud about regarding those efforts? And maybe what's one challenge that we really need to focus on in the near future?
Sure. Last year, our neighboring schools, St. Francis, St. James, closed. And many of those students needed to find a new home. And we were very fortunate to have about 26 students come to Holy Spirit. And I think without the support of the Archdiocese, without the Aim Higher grants, without other kinds of financial supports, that really wouldn't have been possible. And that has been such a great addition to our school community. So I think that's what I'm excited about, that, about having had that opportunity, about those families joining our parish and our school. But on the same token, that's also a challenge, because we need to continue to look for ways that we can financially support families that want to have a Catholic education for their child, that really want a place where their child can grow to know and love God.
Well, well said. Well, congratulations again on your award. You get to pick that up at the convention this year. Will you get an opportunity to do that?
I am. I will be going to Pittsburgh to do that. Our pastor, Father Dan Haugen, and a couple of teachers and a couple of family members will also be joining me. So I'm excited and looking forward to that.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations again, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Well, and we have a slew of other Catholic Schools Week stories in this
issue.
Oh,
I'll bet you do.
You know, Catholic schools are always in need of volunteers, you know, and at St. Stephen's School in Anoka, boy, they're helping out in a big way as volunteer healthcare professionals. They're really filling a need that, when budget cuts hit, led to a reduction in the hours of a paid health person. So there are about 20 doctors, nurses, and others from the parish and the community, some of them retired, some of them still in the workforce, who go through all the required safe environment training and then are able to help out at the school. And what a gift to the school.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and what a gift to the volunteers, too. So folks can read more about that initiative in the paper, as well as stories about a new regional school that's coming together in White Bear Lake, and as well as the importance of, you know, the Catholic services appeal to Catholic schools in our archdiocese. And like I said, there's plenty more as well in that section.
Is the regional school a new trend?
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's there are two schools that are coming together to form one school to be able to share resources, you know, to make a more efficient use of that.
Okay.
And also, you know, certainly to reach out farther into the community. So that's what's going on there. We've had a few others in the Archdiocese, but it's sort of the ongoing plan for continued collaboration.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And let's see, the Rediscover section?
Yeah, in the Rediscover section this week, our theme is praying as Jesus did. And
well, that's a challenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the Bible, one of the things Jesus often did was go off by himself,
right,
away from the crowds to a quiet place to pray. And our feature story this week is about Father Timothy Nolan, who years ago helped one of his parishioners start a place for silent retreats in the Twin Cities area. That place is Pachaman Terrace near Asante.
I have been dying to go and spend about 5 days there.
Yes.
for several years, and I've talked with Father Tim, and he says, come on up.
Well, you know, and Father talks about the value of having this quote-unquote desert experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
a time to have, you know, undistracted time to talk to God and to grow closer in your relationship with him. Because, you know, as you know, there's so many distractions and so much busyness that goes on in life today. I mean, I read this story and I thought, I've got to go on one of these myself.
Right.
So, you know, this week's Rediscover section, you can read more about what Father Nolan has to say and what some of our Rediscover columnists have to say about how Jesus prayed.
That's up near St. Francis, Minnesota. Right.
That's right.
Okay. Then Bishop Pichet's column.
Yes. Of course, we had the National March for Life last week, and we talked about it a little bit on the show last Friday. And Bishop Lee Pichet of our archdiocese accompanied a large group of youth and their chaperones at the march in Washington, and he wrote a guest column in this week's issue about what the march entailed and what he observed about the zeal and commitment of our youth for the pro-life cause. And as you may remember, the weather was cold that day of the march, but Bishop Pichet writes about how the youth, he thought, were on fire, and they are indeed the pro-life generation, he said. So,
cool.
You know, be sure to check out his column in the paper or online.
And hockey and the faith seem to keep coming together.
They do,
yeah.
in this area.
Right,
especially.
And well, you know, the Winter Olympics are getting close.
Next week.
Next week, that's right. And I love the Winter Olympics, and my
too.
Favorite event is the hockey, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah.
You may have noticed... that on both the U.S. men's and women's hockey teams, there's quite a few Minnesotans playing in the competition. And one of the women hockey players is Anne Schlepper, and she's a native of St. Cloud. She's Catholic and attended Catholic elementary and high school there. She also played for the University of Minnesota and helped them win a national championship a few years ago. But she's also very committed to her faith. She leads a Bible study with some of her fellow hockey players.
Oh, great.
And, you know, she says she invites God into the rink with her when she steps on the ice to play. So she has a great story, and you can read more about Anne in this week's issue.
And there's more news on recent developments in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, we had some big developments that folks likely have been hearing about. There was a press conference this week in which civil authorities, and that includes the St. Paul Police Department and Ramsey and Washington County's attorney's offices, they cleared the Archdiocese in cases involving two clerics, Curtis Waymire and Jonathan Shelley. And in the Waymire case specifically, the conclusion after authorities investigated and reviewed the matter was that the Archdiocese complied with Minnesota's mandatory reporting law in the way it reported suspected abuse by him. And, you know, there was a subsequent development later in the week here about a church document that maybe raised some questions about the timeline of that reporting. But all of the documentation about that that the Archdiocese has subsequently shared here with law enforcement now confirms the authorities' original findings that they announced at their press conference that the Archdiocese followed proper procedures in the law. You can read a much longer story about it on our website, which was just posted yesterday.
That's good news. And the January 30th issue of The Catholic Spirit is out.
Yep, should be on in your mailbox.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much
for
joining us. As St. James says, keep warm and well-fed.
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend.
Catch you next time. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour in Answering the Call, we'll talk with Deacon Dan Gannon about keeping our commitment to prayer.
And we'll hear a local Catholic musician who has a song that's climbing the national Christian rock charts coming up when we come right back.
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at stinsonelectricinc.com.
Your love, it takes me higher.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. And coming back from break, we just heard a little music from local Catholic band 12 Tribes. That song was called Your Love Takes Me Higher off 12 Tribes' debut album, Sing a New Song.
Now, since launching on Reverb Nation, a social network for bands and fans, 12 Tribes has risen to number one on the Minneapolis Christian Rock Chart. Band is climbing the national Christian rock chart.
And we're happy to be joined in studio today by Craig Berry, the man behind the 12 Tribes project. Craig will share some of his music and what led him from a rock and roll lifestyle to living for the Lord. Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. We know you have worked for the Archdiocese in the past.
Did a lot with like the app and all of that good stuff.
Yes, spent the last 10 years working for the Archdiocese. But before I got into technology, even further back, I was a recording engineer and producer and worked with a lot of other secular artists and did that for a few years and ultimately left that, kind of left a little bit hollow from the whole experience, but 15 years later, decided to get back into music, but this time in a different genre.
Well, tell us a little bit about what made you leave that behind and come back to it?
Well, back then it was more about fame and fortune.
Okay.
And, excuse me, more for myself, for self needs. And so it wasn't very fulfilling.
It's just kind of emptiness, huh? Mm-hmm. And then you got back into it. How? What inspired you to get back into it in this sort of way?
Well, I picked up a guitar for the first time in many years and found myself falling back in love with playing the guitar, which is my original instrument.
Right.
And continued doing that. And then about a year ago, I went to Nashville for a Christian music conference and met some people down there and got some good ideas for some new music.
Sing a New Song is 12 Tribes' debut album. What inspired you to just begin working on this project of an album?
Well, it actually didn't start as an album. It started as some songs that I'd written to submit to publishers down in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And after I'd collected enough songs, I thought, well, I've got enough. I can release an EP. So the EP was kind of a second option there while I'm also still shopping those songs. And I thought the strongest song in there was Sing a New Song, and that one is the one that I called it.
Okay, you can tell us a little bit about that song, and we'll listen to it, I think, in just a second.
Well, that kind of came out of an experience a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago that there was some difficulty in the world, something like that, and I thought, well, people need to look at forgiveness as a way of getting through some of the difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think forgiveness is really the main theme of the song.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen to a little bit of Sing a New Song.
Start a day to hear all the silent cries. Do one to one another.
Interesting things we have to talk about after hearing that is the fact that 12 Tribes is you.
Yeah,
you do a one-man show.
Yeah,
which is amazing when you hear the song that it's you doing it all.
It started off as kind of the 12 Tribes project and ended up being all me. And actually, a lot of these, like the songs, the singing was the first time I'd ever sang on.
I was going to say, are you a singer? I mean,
not really,
you
but
sound great.
I needed to put some vocals on there. So I have a home studio where I'm able to do a lot of the material myself. And again, with the background in engineering, I was able to do all
I've
that.
I've always admired someone who's able to put all that stuff together themselves and be just the one person.
McCartney and you would never know.
First solo album it's neat stuff.
Sure, we've got here in Minnesota, one of our own, Prince, was very involved in doing that himself.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And you wrote the song as well?
Yes, I wrote the song.
Okay, and so your song Pray is generating some buzz around the nation right now, and tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, it's just a kind of a simple, fun song, a little quirky, just talking about praying always. The message to always pray throughout the day, And so I just kind of give some examples of when I pray and suggestions for others.
I hear the clock stop ringing, and then I snooze right through it. I start to smell some bacon, oh yeah, I'm on it. Before I get to going, today I'm starting something. I bend my knees and then I lift my hands and pray. Today's the day I say no going back, I'm keeping this path today. No going back, I'm moving on up, yeah. I get back home and then I flip on the television. Bust out a frozen pizza, yeah, pepperoni. I start to lift a slice up, but then I put it right down. I put my hands together, I lift my hands and pray. Today's the day I say no going back, I'm keeping this path today. No going back, I'm moving on up, I pray. Today's the day I say no going back, I'm keeping this path.
Okay, as we would say, that has a good hook.
I am stuck. I'm smiling. I can see me and my kids just jamming in the car on the way to school to that song.
Sure.
I mean, it's awesome. I can see them singing it. It's great. It's so catchy.
What are you looking for in the way of a reaction from people who hear a song like Pray?
Well, I'm guessing they're probably going to chuckle a little bit with some of the lyrics.
Sure.
The frozen pizza. That is my favorite. That's my husband to a T. I hope he's listening. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So, well, I guess in that instance there, really the idea is you can pray before meals. And I think that's
anytime.
Something.
That's a great start, isn't it?
Yeah. I think even in public too, I would encourage that for others.
Well, where can we get 12 Tribes music?
12tribesband.com. That's 12bands.com. 12tribesband.com.
And
that's
okay. 12.
That's you can listen to the music there. Some of those songs you heard, you can listen online, but you can also purchase songs individually or a full album.
Do you have a CD?
No one buys CDs anymore, so I just ran a very limited run of those.
Well, I wouldn't say promotional. No one buys them.
it's definitely going away, but I did make some available. So on CD Baby, there's a link on the 12tribesband.com website where you can go to CD Baby and buy.
Burn them off one at a time if
just
people
about.
Need them.
The old school way.
Uh-huh.
So what's next for 12 Tribes? What's the plan?
Right now it's just promotional type things, like this and social media, Reverb Nation, and some other online promotional efforts to get some exposure.
Tell us a little bit about Reverb Nation.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, it's kind of like the Facebook for music lovers and bands, yeah?
Yeah, it's I just started using it about a month ago, and it's kind of like Facebook for independent musicians that are not signed to major labels.
Uh-huh.
It's a great way to discover new music. A lot of the material you hear, you can listen to for free.
Okay.
But there is a Christian rock element on Reverb Nation, and that's where
you're located.
Found.
Okay.
What's the future of Catholic contemporary music? Let me put you on the spot. It's a niche format, no doubt.
That's an awesome topic, worthy of much discussion. When I went to Nashville last year, the CCM, Contemporary Christian Music Conference, was it's predominantly not Catholic.
Right.
And I did run into an awesome Catholic
musician. You've
got
your Jars of Clay and Amy Grant and all that.
But there's very limited. Matt Maher, Audrey Assad, those are two wonderful Catholic artists.
Mm-hmm.
But we need more.
Yeah.
Okay.
More.
Absolutely. Craig Berry, so much fun to visit with you. So much fun to hear your music.
We love it. And remember that the name of Craig's band is 12 Tribes, and the debut album is called Sing a New Song. And you can find 12 Tribes Sing a New Song online, like he said, on CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. And we've set up links on our show page at rediscover-faith.org. The album can also be streamed at spotify.com.
And you can follow 12 Tribes online and in social media. The website is 12tribesband.com. That's the number 12 in the address. We've set up links on our show page to that website, plus 12 Tribes on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Just go to rediscover-faith.org, click on radio in the top navigation bar. Craig, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Every week on the Rediscover Hour, we catch up with local people and ask them a question.
You may know that this is National Catholic Schools Week, so in honor of the occasion, we ask teachers at Holy Spirit School in St. Paul, why do you teach at a Catholic school? And here's how they responded.
Hi, I'm Dave. I teach fourth and fifth graders. I've always been a faith and family-oriented person, and I guess from the time I was very young, I wanted to be a teacher. I have three other brothers that were also teachers. And, you know, faith and family being so important to me, the people I've worked with throughout the years have all been that way. So it's a value that I've shared in common with those people and that I've really enjoyed being a part of. My parents were also very faithful in their Catholic faith, and I have a brother who's a priest. And so all those things helped to influence my desire to be a minister of the gospel.
Hi, I'm Deb, and I teach middle school language arts and have for the last 44 years. And I knew early on that I wanted to teach, but I also knew I wanted to teach at a school that had supportive parents, high expectations, and a faith-based curriculum. So I chose Catholic schools.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I've taught second grade for 25 years and had the privilege of guiding many students through the sacraments of First Reconciliation and First Communion. And this is truly one of the greatest honors of my job, teaching in a Catholic school. I love Catholic schools. I'm happy coming to school every day. I think the best way for me to sum up why I choose to teach in a Catholic school is my sincere feeling that Catholic schools are a visible expression of God's love. For me, they're a community of people doing their best to work together and live out the gospel message, and I think that's what Catholic schools are all about.
Hi, I'm Veronica, and I teach music. The reason I teach in a Catholic school is that no matter how our world changes or evolves, I can be a part of a community that is rooted in the gospels. We, as Catholic school teachers, are free to express, are free to expect, and are free to foster gospel values in our students. I believe that this is the foundation of Catholic education. It is really important to me to teach students what has been dear to me throughout my life, and that is that I am never alone, that God is always with me, and that there is great joy in being a person of love and compassion for others. I like knowing that we send our students into the world with the inner knowledge that no matter what happens to them, they are in partnership with God. That is why I choose to teach in a Catholic school.
My name is Heidi, and I've been at Holy Spirit School for 22 years. The reason why I teach at a Catholic school is because it's a part of being a faith-filled community where service is important and it's part of our lives. It's the feeling you get when you walk into our school that you're part of the family, that you belong, that you're cared about, and that you're really known for who you are. It's just that you truly feel loved when you're part of this community.
Those were teachers we caught up with yesterday at Holy Spirit School in St. Paul. Of course, we noted earlier in the show today that Holy Spirit School principal Dr. Mary Adrian is being honored this year as a National Catholic Educational Association Distinguished Principal. It's a big honor, so congratulations to Dr. Mary Adrian.
Yeah, and we also want to note that if you have an idea for a question, share it with us on our show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
And coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, we'll tell you about a new app that brings the scriptures to life in a way you've never heard before.
And we'll check in with Deacon Dan Gannon, who is keeping us on track with our 2014 prayer life resolutions. But first, as we go to break, let's take another listen to some music from 12 Tribes. This song is titled Call on the Lord.
Lift up your heart and call on the Lord. He's got an answer for you. He won't let you fall down all alone. He can carry your burdens. Call on the Lord.
I'd like to help you with the decision you've been putting off for some time. I'm Tom Machado of TPM Flooring. For the last 4 years, we've helped many Relevant Radio listeners with flooring decisions that are transforming their homes one room at a time. TPM Flooring has grown, but our principles remain the same. We offer top selection, a free no-strings-attached consultation, our quality products, and fast installation, usually within a week. What you'll find at TPM Flooring is a very personalized experience in your home or at our showroom. We help find the perfect carpet, hardwood, laminate, even cabinets and countertops. Then we install and even vacuum our way out the door. I think you'll find working with us at TPM Flooring will be easy and enjoyable. If it's time to transform part of your home with new flooring, call 952-746-5157 or tpmflooring.com, 952-746-5157. I hope you'll make the decision soon to call TPM Flooring.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. And today's Answering the Call, did you resolve to deepen your prayer life in 2014? Prayer is the theme of year two of the Rediscover Initiative, and we've been focusing on prayer here on our show for more than a month.
Back in December, we had Deacon Dan Gannon on the show to help us in setting spiritual goals for 2014. Prayer was at the center of those goals. Today, Deacon Gannon joins us again to check in on how we're doing on reaching our goals to pray more and better in 2014 and to offer some suggestions for helping us achieve our prayer resolutions.
And Deacon Gannon is a spiritual instructor, retreat master, theologian, and part-time instructor at the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. Thanks for joining us today, Deacon Gannon.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you both today, Paul and Corey.
So tell us, talking about spiritual goals and resolutions, ultimately it kind of boils down to a commitment to follow Jesus more faithfully, to be holy and even to be saint-like. But, you know, that seems like a lofty goal. What does that mean to us in everyday life, and how can we be more saint-like?
Boy, that's a big question, an important one. To be holy, really, our Lord teaches us the way. In doing the will of the Father perfectly, as perfectly as we can. That was his food. That's what Jesus described as his food to his apostles. And so, really, holiness, simply put, is to do God's will. Easier said than done, right?
Right, right.
But what we can start with are some very practical things. You know, I'm a real fan of Thérèse of Lisieux.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole way of spiritual childhood. I focus on that in a lot of my teachings. And, you know, her comment and direction with regard to this is important. She said that, you know, holiness consists not in doing great things, but little things with great love.
Right.
So one of the best things we can do for prayer and to foster our prayer lives is to really bring the right disposition to prayer. And that is this sort of childlike trust in the Lord. And you know, in the readings today at Mass, at least from the Feast of John Bosco, maybe not everybody had these readings, but we had that great reading from Matthew where Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven, and whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And so it's this childlike trust and finding God in our daily lives, in our ordinary circumstances, so that all those things that we do, while they may not seem great in the eyes of the world, if they're done with great love, this is how we can attain great sanctity, according to St. Thérèse, and really the tradition of the saints. So that's kind of the first answer I would give to this whole notion of holiness. It can become very confusing sometimes if we complicate things. So focusing on doing God's will, little things with great love, is a wonderful way for us to focus ourselves.
For a lot of us to enter into that childlike relationship, it takes sitting down and remembering some years back just what things were like for us at that time.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a child, what is a child? A child really doesn't have lots of anxieties and worries.
Mm-hmm.
A child is living in the present moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're doing what is most loving in that present moment. They're not worrying and musing about the past. They're not wringing their hands about the future. They just have that complete trust and dependence on their parents that their needs will be provided for. And that's really the traits of childhood, not to be childish, of course, but those traits of spiritual childhood that Jesus is calling us to emulate in our own lives, that trustfulness.
It's funny, just yesterday, my daughter, who's five, was talking about the weather getting warmer so she could sled, and she said, well, Mom, I prayed to Jesus, and every time I pray to Jesus, he listens. I mean, it was just so matter-of-factly, like, duh, that's how it happened, and now it's warm.
That is excellent, you know. That reminds me of the reading from Philippians this morning, the first reading for the Feast of John Bosco was, have no anxiety, St. Paul says, at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And that's what she did, right?
Mm-hmm. Very simply.
Make your known to God.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the result of that? Well, St. Paul follows through and he says, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And this is the peace of soul that we all yearn for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is there any possible way that we can be fruitful without prayer?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If we are not in dialogue with the one whom loves us as Christ loved us, if we're not in dialogue with him every day, how can we have a relationship? How can we receive the grace and the strength we need without that dialogue of love, which is really what prayer is, that intimate conversation with one whom we know loves us? And that's that who we know loves us comes from that spiritual childhood, that complete dependence and trust that God's going to provide. And so taking time every day, you know, even if we're not praying hardly at all, just start out with 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you can do to focus your heart on loving. And St. Teresa was always fond of saying, prayer consists not in thinking much, but loving much. And so with our hearts, reaching out to God every day, taking some quiet time for prayer is absolutely necessary because our Lord did it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some practical suggestions for deepening the grounding of our lives in prayer?
Great. Well, you know, first I would just say, again, looking at our disposition is to live in the present moment.
That's
this is
hard
the only
these days.
Way we can encounter God. We can't encounter his grace in the past. We can't encounter it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We can only encounter it in this present moment. So focusing on the present moment in our daily lives is critical, and even in prayer. And secondly, to understand that holiness and sanctity can be found in our ordinary lives, and that means integrating prayer, our morning offering, an evening offering, taking that time for prayer from the heart, making little ejaculatory prayers during the day, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. You know, those kinds of ejaculations in prayer are just beautiful and wonderful and keep us recollected on the will of God and help us to focus during the day. Mass, certainly. If we can get, certainly, of course, we're obligated and we should make sure we get to Sunday Mass, but if we can make daily Mass, that's a wonderful, wonderful way for us to stay close to God in a very practical way and receive that sanctifying grace of receiving his very body and blood on a daily basis. And the last couple things I would say are family prayer. You know, this is so critical for us that we pray the rosary or the chaplet, novenas, focus on the saint of the day, maybe you can pull these up on the internet. There's lots of great resources just to talk about the life of the saint of that day. And that all allows us to do what Pope Francis really emphasizes is putting faith into action, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we call orthopraxy, putting our faith into action in very practical, tangible ways like that.
Explain that word for me, orthopraxy. I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
You know, this is what Pope Francis is so much emphasizing, is that what can we say about our faith unless there are ways in which we're touching the lives of others around us and that we're seeing the will of God and acting on it in our daily lives. So really, it's that connection between that Relevant Radio, you know, so beautifully evangelizes is the connection between faith and everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what orthopraxy consists of.
All right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Highfalutin word for a simple process.
That's the
new
word of the day.
That is. There we go.
I'll have to tell Father Simon.
Now use it in a sentence.
All right.
So if we're not off to a good start, let's say, with our prayer in 2014, what can we do to get it back on track?
Well, you know, the first thing would be to just turn to Our Lady and ask for her intercession. And really, the rosary is a wonderful way. If someone says, I don't know how to pray, the rosary is such a beautiful, beautiful meditation where Our Lady walks us through and meditates with us on the life of our Lord. And so the Our Father, the Hail Mary, that meditation on the mysteries of our Lord's life is a beautiful way. Whenever we're kind of stuck or we're in the doldrums or we're distracted, the rosary is a beautiful way to start that. And really just setting up a rule for life of just developing those habits, those good habits. And again, not to bite off more than you can chew necessarily right off the bat, but just taking, again, say 5-10 minutes a day faithfully, usually the same time of day, maybe the same location. Could be a quiet corner of your house in a little chair with the Bible to pray with the scriptures. Those are ways that we can have some practical resolutions where I'm going to take time for prayer every day. And Our Lady and the Rosary is just a beautiful way to meditate and to take those first steps.
One of the neat things about the Rosary is that even if you pray it fast, you're still going to be in prayer for about 10 minutes.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And when we're praying the Rosary, we need to remember to pray from the heart. In other words, it's about the heart. It's about loving God and just desiring to be completely His. Again, the spiritual childhood of trustful surrender to His providence that God will provide. And then we can give Him our worries, our fears, and our anxieties. And this gives us peace of soul in that present moment.
Well, I have one more question for you. It's kind of a personal question, but I've been thinking about it lately as I pray. And I know it's probably not this black and white, but we have, you know, we all believe that God has this will for us and that our lives are sort of planned out. And when we pray, if we're asking for Him to, you know, for a certain outcome or to change something or to, for example, to make someone well, you know, are we wasting our breath if He's already decided the outcome, or does He just want to hear from us anyway? Or should we pray to just accept His will, whatever it may be? Do we need to change our wording? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, He's not going to say, and everyone says, we believe in the power of prayer. Well, if enough people pray, is He going to change His mind, you know? Like, how does it work?
Exactly. Well, our Lord told us, ask and you shall receive. And He will give us whatever is best for our soul. And He'll answer our prayers, though oftentimes not in the way that we might expect.
Right.
And I think if we look back at our experiences, we see that God has led us on a path that is even better than we would have ever imagined.
Right.
And that's really the kind of faith we need to bring. So yes, 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 we always ask in faith, and we know that our Lord wants to answer our prayers and will answer our prayers always. And we have to have that childlike surrender, mm-hmm. as we do when we go to our parents and we say, you know, this is a need that I have. You know, I've fallen down. I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those dispositions we bring to prayer of a child are what we need to really call to mind in that kind of question is, our God will always come and answer our prayers. Oftentimes in ways that are just impossible for us to anticipate.
Sure.
But He does want us to ask, and it does matter.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deacon Gannon. I appreciate that. And thanks for speaking with us today.
Oh, you bet.
Now,
stay warm.
Okay.
God bless you.
You too.
You bet.
Now you have the opportunity to come together with other local Catholics and learn more about prayer beginning next week. The Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series, which focuses on prayer, starts February 3rd. Father Bill Baer presents the first talk in the series, Rediscover Why Pray, and Pat and Kenna Millay present the second talk, Rediscover How to Pray.
The two free talks are offered on consecutive weeks at each location. Here are those locations and dates. February 3rd and 10th at Holy Name of Jesus, Wayzata. February 4th and 11th at St. John Newman, Egan. February 24th and March 3rd at Our Lady of Grace, Edina. February 25th and March 4th at St. John the Baptist, New Brighton.
And all Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks begin at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Details are at rediscover-faith.org under events. Total attendance topped 15,000 for the 2013 series, so make sure you are among those to participate in the all-new talks focused on prayer this year.
And speaking of the 2013 Speaker Series, people who attended those talks were inspired by what they heard. So many people have mentioned how the talks encouraged them.
And we caught up with some of the attendees after one of the Rediscover Faith 2013 Speaker Series talks and asked how the talk affected them, and here's how they responded.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I am from St. Therese in Deep Haven. It was surprising. I was not expecting such a big crowd, and it really opened my mind to the different levels of happiness.
My name is Kate, and I'm a parishioner at Our Lady of Grace in Edina. It was fun. It's fun to see everyone here and see people all coming together from the western suburbs to do something like this. And feels like we're truly part of a bigger archdiocesan community and all here, you know, listening to the same message and aiming for the same thing.
I'm Katie. I'm a parishioner at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. It was really neat to see so many Catholics in one place and to look around and see some familiar faces and to know that lots of people are from other churches and all coming together in one place. It's exciting that the Archdiocese is doing something like this and that there's been such a great response. I know I wasn't expecting to have a hard time parking when I came tonight, and it was a really great surprise, I think.
Greg from Our Lady of Grace in Edina. I'm pretty empowered. This has been a very good breath of fresh air, and I think with a culture that kind of tells you to be quiet about your faith, it's fun and exciting to be in a place where they're saying, no, don't hide that away, and be excited and speak about it and share it with everybody. And it's great to have that encouragement to see so many others here too.
I'm Colleen, and my parish is St. Wenceslaus in New Prague. To be honest, I'm really surprised there were so many people. It was really great, kind of my first moment walking in, just wow, that we have so many Catholics that want to invest more in their faith. It just makes you feel very proud and excited for what the potential that we have, what we can do to work together, you know, come together like this.
Now, if you want to participate in the 2014 talks, they start this upcoming Monday, February 3rd, as we've mentioned. Check out rediscover-faith.org for details.
And coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, we'll hear about a new app that brings the Bible to life in a whole new way.
And we'll run through a listing of Catholic events happening around town when we come right back. Rediscover.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. They strive for the best results for their customers.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. This summer, I took a 10-day vacation up at the lake. The first three emails that I opened on Monday morning were all compliments about how well my employees had handled various things while I was gone. What a blessing to come back to that.
Stinson Electric has such a wide set of skills, your electrical needs are always handled by an expert in the field.
Our ideal in our company is to have each person be continuously improving. So we host annual in-house training for our electricians. They're trained in safety, they're trained in new codes, troubleshooting techniques. That way, with a number of employees, we have kind of a wide range of knowledge. People become experts on different parts of the business.
Stinson Electric is the sponsor of the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio. You can contact Paul at 612-424-7382.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. We were just perusing the news for stories about the new evangelization. And one interesting item we found is about a new app that brings the Bible to life in a whole new way. The Truth and Life app features full text and dramatic readings, but I don't think I'd even call it dramatic readings. It's a dramatization
right.
of the Bible.
And some of the actors in it, who do they have? They have
Kristen
Bell.
Yeah. And Stacey Keach is a big one.
Sean Astin.
Yeah. We've seen him in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there's a couple different versions. I mean, the free version has the full text and just Mark, I believe.
But that will...
That's not good enough.
That's a hook.
That is. I listened to it last night, and then you can buy the full version. And I mean, it's something maybe to do during Lent.
There is a challenge that the people at Truth and Life Bible are putting out to read all four Gospels during Lent at just two chapters a day. You can do it. And a great help would be to have the audio. And I have a clip from the audio from the Truth and Life Bible app. This comes from the third chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus' mother and his brethren came,
and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting about him, and they said to him,
"Your mother and your brethren are outside asking for you."
"Who are my mother and my brethren?"
Looking around on those who sat about him, he said,
"Here are my mother and my brethren. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
That's Neil McDonough as the Lord Jesus.
Well, and the background music and everything, it's really kind of paints a picture for
it's
you.
It's a beautiful production, really. It plays like a radio play, and that means you can just sit back and soak it in. Now, to find out more about it, go to downloadjesus.com. That's easy enough to remember. Or you can find it on the iPhone App Store or on Google Play. Want to remind people, too, that the version 2 of the Rediscover app coming out.
In February, I believe. So I think if you already have it, it will just update for you. And if not, go get that app on the iTunes or for your iPhone. I guess it's an iTunes store.
The
Android store. Play, Google Play,
where
whatever.
You get your
you know
apps.
What we're talking about.
Yes.
The app place.
Yeah.
And we've linked to this app on our show, as well as the, and you can find the more about the Rediscover app on our show page at rediscover-faith.org. And time now for a quick look at other upcoming local Catholic events. A reminder about the Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series Talks, which start again this upcoming Monday, February 3rd. Talks in the series begin at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Now, there are two talks in this series, Rediscover Why Pray and Rediscover How to Pray. These two inspiring talks are offered on consecutive weeks at each location, February 3rd and 10th at Holy Name of Jesus in Wayzata, February 4th and 11th at St. John Newman in Egan, February 24th and March 3rd at Our Lady of Grace in Edina, and February 25th and March 4th at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton.
On Friday, February 14th, St. Paul's Outreach presents its monthly Men on a Mission Breakfast. This month, Bishop John Lavore of New Ulm is the guest. He'll be speaking about the new evangelization. It takes place at 7 a.m. at the Embassy Suites in Bloomington. There is no charge, but donations are gratefully accepted to offset food costs. To RSVP for Bishop Lavore's talk, visit spoweb.org or call 651-451-6114. That's 651-451-6114.
And all are invited to attend a special talk on Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in St. Paul. Deacon Mihalik will present Crisis and Difficulty, A Time for Growth. It is the first talk in the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute 2014 Learn and Live Lecture Series. Crisis and Difficulty, A Time for Growth is a very timely talk as our Archdiocese is going through difficult times. And Deacon Mihalik's presentation will offer biblical wisdom and practical truths for responding to the circumstances we face. Now, here are the details again on this talk. It's Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. at Holy Spirit Catholic Church on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. The presentation will be held in Howley Hall on the lower level of the church, and it's free, and all faithful are invited to attend. Bring a friend, and together learn the key to maintaining an even keel in times of crisis.
On Sunday, March 2nd, the Church of St. Patrick in Invergrove Heights presents its parish mission, featuring performances by Frank Runyon. Parish mission events take place Sunday, March 2nd in the morning and Monday, March 3rd in the evening. Now, to find out more, call 651-455-6624 for more information. That's 651-455-6624.
And make plans to attend St. Paul's Outreach Benefit Banquet on March 4th. St. Paul's Outreach builds engaging, faith-filled communities on college campuses here in Minnesota and other places in the U.S. Through a variety of outreach and formation activities, college students are brought to a deeper relationship with Christ and the fullness of the Catholic Church. The benefit banquet will be held the evening of Tuesday, March 4th at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel in Bloomington, and attendees will have the opportunity to speak with current SPO missionaries and program participants, as well as learn more about this important ministry. You can register today at www.spoweb.org or call 651-451-6114. That's 651-451-6114.
I have a huge admiration for St. Paul's Outreach and their mission of reaching out to college students and students of college age. I remember, it's a confusing time.
Sure, and it is. It's easy to fall away. I mean, very easy.
There are so many things pulling you in so many different directions at that stage in your life. And as I was saying a few weeks ago, I remember going to Parents' Day when my daughter was entering college and finding that there were a lot of displays up for various things, some Christian, some Catholic, some secular, and some completely antithetical to the Christian life. So hats off to St. Paul's Outreach.
And let's see, we do not have a show on February 7th and 8th, and we have a special encore of our top-selling local Catholic books show on February 9th at 9 a.m.
Then, coming up on February 14th on the Rediscover Hour, we'll speak with Bishop John Labor about the new evangelization.
And we'll find out how you can help St. Paul's Outreach and their new evangelization efforts locally and around the country.
Plus, we'll get some reaction to the all-new 2014 Rediscover Faith Speakers Series talks and share information on how you can take part in these local events centered on prayer.
The Rediscover Hour, brought to you by Stinson Electric, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., and Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.